or I have to question is having three martinis too much? Well, if you ask the question, that means it's probably too much.
Episode 11 of Yes, I'm Still Sober with me, John Rabin. Hello, everybody. We're back Wednesday. Although it doesn't matter in the podcast world what day it is, but for the purposes of the exact time, it is Wednesday, and it finally is cooler, as in it's in the going to be in the 90s versus in the hundreds. But we've traded that with humidity. All right. Hope you're having a good week. When you're not looking at the news, I hope you're having a good week. Hope you're enjoying your life, not staring at your phone too much. I'm doing all right. I haven't, don't really have any recovery news, really, or any kind of sobriety news other than I'm about a week away from my mother's birthday / 6-year sobriety date. I think we'll talk about that next week, obviously. But things are all right. I'm 2 weeks away from going, under 2 weeks now, from going to Chicago. So I'm going to actually be a tourist. I haven't taken a vacation in like an actual leaving the city vacation in probably 12 years. So kind of a big deal. It's interesting what you can do when you don't spend your money on cigarettes and instead vaping. Yeah. Feel that coursing through my whatevers. All right. So I found this because there was a news report here in Austin about electric scooter related death in Dallas, and it's like in the past couple of months already there's been like a few dozen injuries on electric scooters in which they called 911, which, all right, but white people, but just the idea, 911, what's your emergency? Help, I fell off a scooter because I'm a fucking idiot. Seriously, I don't get you guys. It's like, no, it's convenient. The one thing that scooters have done is I don't dislike bikes anymore. Because I used to, I mean, not all of you guys, but because the biggest problem with people on bicycles, besides that you kind of look dumb on a bike, you just, I just don't like them. That's why I skate, because use a skateboard, because I feel dumb on a bicycle. I don't, like, women can pull it off, but dudes on a bike, you just, I know this is petty, but you don't look cool at all. Like, it's just, it feels dumb. So I don't, but my biggest problem with bicycles is that people don't obey laws at all. Not all of them, but, you know, there are some people that know how to ride a bicycle, but there are some that just, they just blow through stop signs and stop lights. You know, they don't figure out that, hey, maybe don't ride your bicycle on a busy street. There's like neighborhoods on either side. You could pick lanes, use bike lane roads, like plan shit out. Don't be lazy and just ride in a lane. That's why I like, when I skate, I like to skate in a bike lane, so that every once in a while I'll get a bicyclist coming up behind me and I can kind of hear him huffing, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I going too slow in a lane designed for you? Well, now you know how motorists feel. So, touche. Back at you. But, so bikes are all right now. And the reason is that because nobody really knows the scooter laws. Well, because we don't have any, but nobody knows how to ride a scooter. At least with bicycles, like, you know, you had a parent teach you when you were a kid. There's like a foundation there, but no parent, you know, the only people that rode scooters were uncoordinated children that couldn't ride bicycles. So that's what you're doing. That's who you are. You're an uncoordinated adult who can't ride a bicycle. And you look, you don't look good. It's not a good look, the scooter. But I found a list because we're always behind California. Austin's like cutting edge California 5 years later. So here's basically the here are the laws for electric scooters in California, and I agree with most of them. And this is what we need. This is great. Listen, a driver. Here's the scooter law: a driver's license or learner's permit is required to drive an electric scooter. Oh shit. No insurance, registration, or license plates are required. Drivers must wear a bicycle helmet. Yeah. Because you already look dumb, you might as well look dumber. Anybody who goes, I don't want to wear a helmet. I'm going to look, you know, like a douchebag. You already look like a douchebag. Might as well put a helmet on and complete the package. Complete the look. Drivers shall not operate motorized scooters in excesses of 15 miles per hour. Huh. Driver shall not operate on public road with a speed limit of 25 miles per hour or more unless it is operated in a bike lane. Oh, that one's violated all the time. Driver to operate on right side of the road and next to the curb when feasible. When intending to move left at an intersection, they must walk their scooter in a crosswalk while crossing roadway. Yeah, motherfucker. Stop it and walk it across. Nobody does that. Driver must operate in a designated bike lane when one is available. Driver must not ride on any sidewalk except to leave or enter adjacent property. Oh, man, that's the big one. People on their scooters coming through and saying, I'm coming through. Well, fuck you, move. I'm on the sidewalk. I'm walking. That's half the word. Let's see. Drivers shall not leave scooter on. Yeah, drivers shall not leave the scooter on the path or the sidewalk. You know, blocking handicapped people with your stupid fucking scooters parked in the way, or blocking the skateboarder who's trying to skate down the sidewalk. Although I shouldn't be skating on the sidewalk apparently, but at least I know how to stop. Drivers shall not have passengers. You think? Don't put two people on a scooter. That seems... drivers must have at least one hand on handlebars. Then there's equipment, like with the lamps and stuff. Handlebars must not exceed shoulders of the rider. Sorry, short people. Scooter must have an engine motor kill switch that activates when released or when the brakes are applied. And scooter must have a working brake. Well, I figure they do. But I think that's what we're looking forward to. I think that's coming. That's going to... You know, it's just going to take a few more injuries, and more than likely, what's really going to happen is it's going to take one asshole who doesn't take responsibility for their own shitty driving and poor judgment who's going to sue. It's going to take a couple of them to sue these companies, and as soon as there's a lawsuit at the city involving the city and the company, then things will change, because right now people are like, oh, we do something about this, but I think it's gonna require some lawsuits. I think that's usually how it goes, is, you know, one specific lawsuit by somebody trying to make money off their own poor judgment and ignorance. That's kind of America, I think. You know, another thing that's very American is these people who are boycotting Nike by setting fire to their own shoes. And it's been said by a lot of people about how dumb that is. I mean, it's just obvious. It's like, well, that'll you really show them by burning something you already paid for. You know, they did the same thing with, you know, they did the same thing with the Beatles, with the whole "we're bigger than Jesus" thing. So everybody brought all their albums and set them on fire, which is hilarious because, you know, all those people still like the Beatles now. So afterwards, they had to go out and buy all those records all over again. Probably a year later, a couple years later, they probably did. And that's just hilarious to me that we haven't really evolved that much. Some people are still just as stupid. It's because if you really want to show them, you got to shoplift the shoes and then set fire to the evidence. That's what you got to do. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying that that would be more effective. If you're going to, it doesn't make any sense to burn your own. That's like rioters who riot in their own neighborhood. You fuck up your own shit. That's just lazy. There's nothing I dislike lazy rioters who just do it locally. It's like, go to where the rich people are, because that's who you're angry at. Riot in that. Not all the advice I give is good. Most is not. That's not the point. So, I don't know. It's just the... It's along the same lines with the ranting on Facebook kind of a thing. It's just like I want to feel better and I want to do the least amount of work possible, or the least creative, the least effort, essentially. Side note, what's weird about the Facebook becoming the place to vent, whereas Instagram is a place that some people do, but for the most part, it's just, look how cool my life is app, is how contrasting it is, Facebook and Instagram. It's weird because you'll see people who are very much like they're activists. They're doing a whole lot of stuff on Facebook, but then you go to their Instagram page and it's like, selfie! Look at my food! And it's just weird. It's a weird... It's like people live three lives. They live their activist life on Facebook. They live their glorious, fantastic life on Instagram. And then in person, they're boring and quiet. This is what we've become. This is what we did to ourselves. It's bizarre. But... You know, the thing about it is that if you're going to, the most effective way to fight for your ideal, your ideology, and about something that you want to rail against, money, man. We got to give money, or at least you've got to give money to your cause. You got to donate. You can't rely on the government to do things for you. I mean, you can try, but you know, definitely vote for the people. But you got to give money, and I know that there's not a lot of money out there, but there is one source, and this is I'm a little biased on this particular subject, but there's one source of income that you could get rid of. And you could donate, and if everybody did this, your party, your ideology would have so much power, more power with money behind it. And it wouldn't be like corporate money. It would be the people's money. And the money you need to use is brunch money. That's what you need to take care of. Fuck brunch, man. I don't know. This is definitely a biased thing because I work in a cafe. But it's a weird contrast. You have varying days of business during the week. Saturday is reasonably busy, but then Sunday comes along and it's absolutely ridiculous the amount of people that come in to eat brunch. at one. I don't understand. It's not brunch anymore, but yeah, you know what I mean. It's the food. It's the event. So they all come do Sunday brunch, and it's ridiculous. The amount people will wait an hour for fucking eggs. Do you know how crazy that is? That you wait that long and then you get eggs. And you overpay for eggs. It's when I was growing up, like going to like Six Flags, you know, the rides, I used to hate having to, it didn't make a lot of sense to me that I'd sit there and wait 30 to 45 minutes to get on a ride that lasted for like under 2 minutes. It was weird to me. And I didn't particularly like them that much. But do you know how upset I would be if I woke up? I mean, if I had to wait for an hour, and at the end of that hour, instead of a roller coaster ride, there were fucking eggs, I would be so upset. And I don't. And your hollandaise sauce, holy shit. This is because I'm a dishwasher, but I hate hollandaise so much and I don't get it. I don't understand the idea that, hey, what would you like on your eggs? Could I get more eggs, please? Could I get egg sauce on my eggs? This is what we've become. Can I pay $8 for toast with smeared avocado on it? Could I do that? That's a good idea. But if everybody quit going to brunch on Sunday and came up with something else, you know, make your own breakfast and go drink. I don't know. It feels like, let's go to brunch. It'll be an event, and it's a totally legit way to drink before noon. You don't have to. Just drink before noon. Just accept who you are. Try to hit that bottom so you can sober up. Nah, I don't know. Whatever. Normal people. But yeah, if everybody quit, if you quit going to brunch half the time, if you only went to brunch twice a month instead of every goddamn week, do you know how much money you could donate to nonprofit organizations and like the ACLU and different organizations fighting for you or for what you believe? That's my advice. Quit eating brunch or make it at home. You have a stove? Learn. It's just eggs, man. It's eggs and toast. There's YouTube videos that can help you cook. Do that. And I'm not one for an ideology. I found this. I wanted to read because I'm kind of a skeptic, kind of a realist, with a hint of cynicism. Hint, right? Play that down, John. I found this. This is probably more than likely this thing I'm going to read. I found it on Neurologica blog. I don't know. This is a blog entry. It sounds a little bit like it's somebody's like a paper they wrote for college. But it's called Ideology is the Problem. And I was looking for something that kind of that expressed what I think. And more eloquently than me, and hopefully not one of those things. Ideology is defined as, but unfortunately, as soon as I picked this thing out, it has at the very top ideology, a system of ideas and ideals, especially one that forms the basis of economic or political theory and policy. So anyway, I guess I'm giving you the definition, but. Here's just a few things. It is my goal as an intellectual and skeptic to purge myself of all ideology as much as possible. I've come to understand that it is ideology in the broadest sense that is largely the enemy of reason. This includes not only political and economic ideology, but also religious, social, and historical. At its core, an ideology is something you believe because you believe it. It is a moral and intellectual anchor, as well as a lens through which the world is viewed. I'm not implying any sort of equivalency. Not all ideologies are created equal. We also come to our ideologies through different paths, some more valid than others. Often we absorb them from our family, our society, and our culture. Genetics may also play a role. We seem to be predisposed to certain political ideologies based upon which values speak to us most loudly. We then take those values as if they were the truth and proceed from there. There are even ideologies that we arrive at through valid argument and consideration. I consider scientific skepticism, which values doubt, logic, empiricism, and self-knowledge as a valid and worthwhile ideology. Even then, a belief or value system can be a problem if we treat it like an assumption rather than a conclusion. And then this, the ideologies are more pernicious when they become a source of identity. A challenge to that ideology is then a challenge to the person themselves, to the very core of their being. Ideologies reinforce the worst aspects of our tribal nature, separating the world into us and them. Us and them. Those who have seen the truth, I would have put quotations there, those who have seen the truth and those who are mentally deficient or deprived so that they are condemned to wallow in ignorance and confusion. Now, in a way, I kind of feel that way, but but I also realize that I'm ridiculous. I tend to, when it comes to those that are condemned to wallow in ignorance and confusion, to be everybody but me. So I don't know if that's necessarily the truth or not, that I'm the only one who knows what's going on, because that's just my ego. And I recognize it, that it's ridiculous in my ego, but it's still something that I believe deep down inside to convince myself that I'm not full of shit, which I absolutely am. But no, that's, I like those, let's see, ideology also leads to motivated reasoning, to the marshaling of our impressive cognitive abilities not to find the best answer, but to defend the answer that the most primitive and emotional parts of our brain have latched onto. When evidence tends to fit our ideology, we are not motivated to question it. When evidence challenges our ideology, we are very good at finding fault with it. Yeah, and yes, at this point, you are probably nodding in agreement, thinking of all the people in your life who fit the picture I am drawing of the typical ideologue. It is easy to recognize such behavior in others. The real challenge is to recognize it in ourselves. This is because it does not feel like ideology when it is our own beliefs. It feels like truth. Ideology is the problem because it leads to closed-mindedness, motivated reasoning, self-righteousness, and political correctness. It tends to stop skeptical inquiry and genuine discourse. What then is the alternative? I think it is best to consider each question unto itself on its own merits. I don't know, and it goes on. I just searched ideology is the problem. And that was the actual, or I searched the problem with ideology, but that was the one that popped up. I think that that's just the biggest issue, is that people just, they believe something and they won't listen. Not, you know, they ignoring, we like to ignore the fact that every issue is complicated. It's complicated because there's more things going on, and it's easy from, you know, our perspective to just go, well, no, this, it's obviously this and everybody else is evil, and it's counterproductive. That being said, I will say that while I don't like to follow an ideology, I like critical thinking. I like reasoning. I like seeing both sides of an argument and then making a judgment on that. Because it feels less, I feel that way, that I don't get sucked into mob mentality, whether it be online or just, or in an actual mob, which doesn't happen as often, because that requires people to go outside and do something. But that being said, I do like ideologists. I do like people who are, because you need really devoted, dumb people just blind ignorance on something. You need them to balance out the people on the other side so that us reasonable people can go, wow, you know, and just kind of, and it keeps us kind of in the area of reason here in the middle. So you need balance, I think. But I don't know. I've been wanting to express that, and I found that, and I went, well, this is a thing. So don't believe in anything. Nihilism, baby. But that's not really the case. It's not that you don't believe anything. You just be skeptical, man. Don't really research stuff. Or don't. It goes back to what I've said before, which is I don't like when people talk and preach at you with something they don't know. They read a little bit, and then they take off from there with their ideology, and they're all like, say, this is what needs to happen. Is it what needs to happen? How's the bartending gig going? You're part-time activist. I have these two friendly acquaintances. I don't say friends, but friendly acquaintances that have a podcast, and it's fucking weird because it's a political podcast, but one of them never leaves their house, and the other one never talks about politics. And so it's weird that they get together and that's what they do. They're not going to hear this. They don't listen to me. But I don't understand. It's why I don't like to cover, you know, I'm not going to get into too much politics because I don't fucking know it. I can read and get it. But then if you gave me a pop quiz after something I read, I'd be like, I don't know. There's a thing that happened. I mean, I can kind of give you a general, but if I had to write I could totally ace it if it was multiple choice, but if it was an essay question, fail. However, if you quizzed me on the names of all the actors in every Guy Ritchie film, I would nail that shit. I have so much useless information that has been negated by Wikipedia. I'm so fucking mad about the internet with that because it used to be interesting when I could tell you every movie that a certain person has been in and at the bar. That was cool, but it's kind of useless now. But that's where I stand. All right, that's not kind of, I don't know what I had planned to talk about with that, but I just kind of got off of, I read that earlier this morning and I'm like, well, I guess we're going to, I guess we're going to talk about this. Yeah. All right. One last thing before I get out of here. Oh, this is a really good microphone because it totally picked up the fact that there's a leaf blower going on in the parking lot. Man, do I love leaf blowers. Last thing before I get out of here is I don't have sponsors, and maybe I will one day. Probably not. I don't think I would ever get a sponsor, do advertisement unless it was something I really liked and used, which is why you'll never hear me go, stamps.com. Hey, remember the mail? Try stamps. I don't think I would do that. So let me just push one product that I do like, and then we'll get out of here. And that is Ocean Spray Craisins. That's dried cranberries with the terrible name Craisins, particularly the ones covered in Greek yogurt. These motherfuckers are great. That's a slogan. Craisins. These motherfuckers are great. Goddamn, do I love me some Craisins. Print that on the box, Ocean Spray. Goddamn, do I love me some Craisins. All right, well, that's it for me this week. Guys, I hope you have a good week. Stay cool. Stay sober if you're in recovery. I love the fact that you stick with me regardless of what I say, because I don't remember half the shit I say. People go, hey, you know that line when you said blah, 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 and I go, did I say that? Shit. But I just kind of post it. I figure if I went back and listened to myself, I would try to perfect it And that's not why you guys listen. You listen because it's entertaining. You find it entertaining to listen to me ramble for half an hour. And I love that you love that. We'll see you guys next week.
Red wine, a little smoke, a whole lot of loving. That's all I need. Make it through the night. Cold beer, cold shoulder. Just one glass of whiskey. That's all it takes. Push me over the line. Set them up, I'll knock them down. My heart.